getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, gang, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show coming to you from frosted, snow-covered, northern Minnesota. Oh, just when you think the weather's getting better. It all goes to heck in a handbasket. We'll talk about that later. Glad you're along for another show. Got a stack of records to play like I do every week. I think this week I got a stack of records that some of them we haven't heard before, some of them we've never heard on the show is what I'm thinking here. So a pretty good variety. I hope we have coming your way. We have our 78 of the week coming up in the show. We'll get at least one waltz in here like we do every week. So that is what's going on. Hope you're having a good week. Let's get it rolling here with the John Fritzler Polka Band. It's the Windsor Special Polka. There you have it, the Windsor Special Polka. Pretty sure that's first time that one's been on the show. That's the John Fritzler Polka Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and exactly what we got for you in the show this week. I don't know. I got a big stack of records here, and so it'll be kind of a surprise to all of us. How are things in northern Minnesota where we do the show every week? I know you're asking yourself, because I think last week I reported things were going pretty good. I'd like to report over the past week, we have acquired about another foot and a half of snow, complete with 30 and 40 mile an hour winds, making it into some fabulous drifts. I got all the Christmas decorations still out in the yard, and they're all still on, because winter sucks so bad that I've got all the stuff going in the yard just to try to brighten things up around here. And we've got about a 5 foot tall snowman who's sitting on a stone step in the center of a raised garden. And the only thing left showing is his head, because the rest of the yard is that deep in snow. That's how much snow we have. And in fact, I'll be doing some plowing this weekend because there's been so much snow this week. I have not really kept up with it, but stuff that wasn't critical, I kind of let go by the wayside. So I got to get to work on that. Then to go along with that, of course, it was back to 30 degrees below zero several mornings this week. It was only 23 below zero when I left this morning with wind chills around 40 below. So, yeah, we're back to full force winter here, which I guess is typical in end of February and into early March. But, you know, we just like to maintain our right to complain about it. You know, it's kind of like a trademark. You know, you have to protect your trademark, otherwise you lose it. And you have to protect your right to complain about the weather, otherwise you lose the right to complain about it. So that's the way I'm looking at it anyway. Here's the Joey Clash Band, and Highways Are Happy Ways.
Highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home.
Those highways, they're happy ways. That's the Joey Clash Band. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Every week, we gather here. And you listen, I play the records. It's a little deal we got going on, see? Let's mention the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And I'll even be so bold, even though it's like 25 below outside, to suggest that you pay him a visit. Now, you might want to wait for warmer weather. But if you always thought it would be fun to see what parts of your body would actually break off in temperatures this cold, it would be a great opportunity to head up here. Not that often you get to see Lake Superior frozen. But anyway, 1,400 accordions on display. I always mention that because that's like the most amazing thing to me. and they have their concert hall, and they have their accordion repair and technician school, and a whole lot of research information, too, if you want to learn about musicians and instruments and bands and people immigrating from all over the world and bringing their music with them. You find it all there. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet, which is very convenient. And you can find out, you know, what they've got going on for hours and specials. And won't be long, they'll be getting the spring and summer activities together. So check it out. Why don't you? I mean, really, you're just sitting there listening to the Oompa Hour, and you've probably got your computer or your smartphone or your other gizmo in your hand. So punch in worldofaccordions.org and have a look. All right. Let's do one from the Art Fitch Band on Soma Records out of Minneapolis. And I mention that especially because this happens to be a Soma album. And I don't have a lot of albums from the Soma Record Company. And not only that, it's pressed on red vinyl, which makes it even more unusual. Unfortunately, I've had this record for a long time, and I've played it 100 billion, trillion, zillion times. And like 50 years ago or so, I didn't take that good a care of my albums. So she's a little scruffy around the edges. And then, as I was getting ready to play it, I was going to play the Schnitzel Polka. And then you know what happened. Is right before the Schnitzel Polka is the Ping Pong Polka, which I like better than the Schnitzel Polka. So sure as heck, I put the record on. Just out of habit, my hand automatically went to the Ping Pong Polka. So I guess that's what I'm going to play. Here's Art Fitch and his polka dots. It's the Ping Pong Polka, scratches and all. There's Art Fitch and his polka dots here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now let's do this one. I had one of those moments here where the wrong record's in the wrong sleeve, which confused me only momentarily. We have Dick Piller and his Polkabration Band. By the way, it's Dick Piller and the orchestra that does the little song we use for our theme song here on the Oompa Hour every week, the Polka DJ Polka. That opens the show every week. That's Dick Piller in the band. This is Dick Piller and his Polkabration Band. And this is the Popcorn Polka. See, that's the sound of making popcorn, see? Yeah. All right, I think first time for that one on the show. Dick Piller and his Polkabration band, the Popcorn Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Hey, don't forget, too, if you have a request or dedication, question, comment, or just want to confuse my daughter, who's actually in charge of the phone, where which you communicate when you call the Oompa Hour hotline, you can do that. You can leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. Voice or text, 218-259-2985. Or if you're feeling especially fancy, you can email oompahour@aol.com. And if you're one of those social media butterflies, facebook.com/TimZumpaHour should do the job for you. Although I'll admit that I am the world's worst responder on that Facebook stuff because it's just kind of complicated. And I think part of the complication could be that I'm using a really old computer. And so when I go to there, it's like, your browser is outdated. So maybe this isn't going to work as good as you wished. I don't know. But feel free if you got a request or whatever, and I'll see what I can do about it, all right? Now, Sam Pugliano and his orchestra are over here on turntable number two. They're going to do Sammy's Polka, which really has nothing to do with the local area restaurants, which I only mention because not far from us and around this region are some restaurants called Sammy's. And it's one of my grandson's favorite places, by the way. So there's an endorsement from a five-year-old. If you're in the area, you can go to Sammy's restaurant. But I'm sure it has. It is named after Sam of Sam Pugliano and his orchestra. Here's Sammy's Polka. Yo, Sam Pugliano and the orchestra, Sammy's Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How the heck is the weather where you're at, huh? Man, I'm looking forward to spring, but I'm telling you, as I look at these snow drifts around here, they're like, you know, 6 feet deep, and then I look at the piles of snow that have been plowed away, and then the city's got to come in with one of those scooper-upper things that scoops the piles up like 15, 20 feet high, 30 feet high, and I'm thinking, man, oh, man. You know, it's going to happen when spring comes. That's all going to turn into water. Oh, I'm not liking that. Too early in the show for a waltz? Nah. We always have a waltz in every show, you know, and it seems like a good time to do one. I have Little Joe ready to go with the Red Handkerchief Waltz. That's a weird word. Handkerchief. Everyone says handkerchief. That's not even, wait a minute, that's not even close to how it's spelled. I'm looking it up here. Oh, yeah, handkerchief. Handkerchief. See, there's no G. It's a handkerchief, not a handkerchief. I got a handle clerf chief. I can't even spell. Anyway, waltzers. See, I was stalling. Well, you waltzers got up out of your recliners and, you know, all you ladies managed to poke your fella, get him to get his butt up to do a quick little waltz with you. There's Little Joe, the Red Handkerchief Waltz. See, now I feel like the pressure's off because we got our official waltz in. So the count is good no matter what from this point on. As Tim Zumpa Hour marches on, for those of you keeping track, by the way, show number 414. Who would have thunk it, man? That's like 8 years of the show already. Seems like I just started. It does, except that now I'm in a different studio facing the other direction and the equipment's fancier. But anyway, we have Richie Yurkovich ready to go here. Yeah, we do. It's Bucky's Polka. We'll be right back. There you have Bucky's Polka. It's Richie Yerkovich and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You know, it might be colder than heck here, but at least it's sunny. So if you stay inside the house and look out the window, it's very picturesque and it looks lovely out there. But, yeah, you don't want to go out the door. Yikes. Not a good plan. We haven't had a Casey Sorsky record on the show for a while. I think it's about time we do that. Actually, the record says it's Casey Fingers Sorsky. It's funny, back in the day when I used to play in a oldies rock and roll band, which I did for about 20-some years, I was Fingers was my nickname. I played the keyboard. I say I played the organ because, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, I played a Farfisa organ in a rock and roll band. But of course, in modern times, I wasn't using a Farfisa, but I still saw the organ there. Oh, you're the keyboard player. No, that makes it sound like you're playing a computer or something. That's the organ player. Anyway, they called me Fingers. Everybody in the band had a nickname. Let's see if I can remember now. The lead guitar player was Fret Man. The drummer was Skins. Man, I am really digging up my brain cells, stirring them around, trying to remember this. We had the rhythm guitar player was Bobby Mambo, and his last name was not Mambo, but we always thought if anybody could play a mambo, it'd be him. And we had a guy known as the Zim Guy, because that's like the first three letters of his last name. And what was the bass player's name was Plucky. And we had a sax player on and off, and he was known as Chops, because you had to have good chops, good jaw, play a good saxophone. So there, pointless band nicknames for you. Anyway, Casey Fingers Sorsky in the band. Here's the German Hop Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. A little Casey Fingers Sorsky there, the German hop polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How the heck you doing this week? I don't know. Here in northern Minnesota, it's been a heck of a week. All kinds of stuff going on in the news. I prefer not to discuss it here on the show. This is our break from the news. You know what I mean? Here's Elmer Scheid and his Hulurai Band. It's the At the Mill Polka. There you have Elmer Scheid and his Hulurai Band at the Mill Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And without any warning, without alerting you ahead of time, I'm ready to roll with this week's 78 of the week. And I mean, I knew I was going to play the record. I just didn't know I was going to grab this opportunity to throw it on the other turntable now, switch over to the 78 needle and all that stuff, get her cranked up. It's the Pennsylvania Polka, which is not an especially rare, unusual, or unknown song. But really, can you ignore a record by the Jitterettes with Donald's Musette Orchestra? No, you cannot. The Jitterettes. I assume these are people who jitterbug. I do not know. And the record's not in the best of shape, but that's part of the charm of playing an old 78, you know? It's got that authentic patina on it. So here you go, the Jitterettes, with Donald's Musette Orchestra, their version of the Pennsylvania Polka. Thank you. Wow, that went by fast. Holy cow, there's the Jitterettes with Donald's Musette Orchestra and the Pennsylvania Polka. There's our official 78 of the week on Continental Records. Not available on 8-track or cassette because neither one had been invented yet. So there you have it. Ah, thank heaven the Polish Kid likes to just call himself the Polish Kid. I don't have to figure out how to say it. Here's the Bang Bang Lulu Polka. Right, there you have the Polish Kid there, the Bang Bang Lulu Polka. Yeah, I don't know what it means either, but anyway, it seems significant to me. Are you ready for one from the Coal Diggers? Along with Happy Tony singing, it says so right on the record. This is the Billboard song. You might remember this one.
A billboard met my eye. The advertisement on it would make you laugh and cry. The rain that came the other night washed half the sign away. The other half remained, and there would make that billboard
You know, we don't always give an enthusiasm award every week, but if we did, that would be this week's winner in the enthusiasm department. That's the Coal Diggers with Happy Tony singing there. And that is the Billboard song here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How the heck you doing out there? Man, I haven't complained about anything but the weather this week. That's not bad, is it, huh? How about the polka tunes? I don't know what this means. It's behind the stove.
Hey!
But there, it's the polka tunes. It's behind the stove. That is not what it sounds like behind our stove. Behind our stove, it sounds like people going, ew, yuck, yes, geez, what's that? Ew, blah. And then it's like, give me a yardstick. There's some potholders back here. Ah, the polka tunes here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Music from the Polka Country Musicians is coming up next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, I think we could sneak in probably a couple more tunes in the show this week. So let's, what did I promise you? Oh, the Polka Country Musicians, that's who. This is Love Will Find a Way.
Thank you.
people with are dreaming endlessly. I know you must have pushed aside your feelings when down deep inside you thought we'd break apart. Our love would never start. If it hadn't been for your believing, we might still be in the dark. But now we're just beginning life. The doors are open wide. Love will find its own way through the darkest night. Love will be the light.
They have it there. Love Will Find a Way, Polka, and the Polka Country Musicians on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I think we'll slip in one more little tune here this week. We haven't heard anything from the Shimoleskis in a long time. I don't know what the deal is. Feel like I haven't played any in months and months and months. So let's rectify that this week and go out on a Shimoleski tune. Here's the Corn Palace Polka.
Thank you.
There you have it. It's the Corn Palace Polka. There's the Shimoleskis here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And actually, we're wrapping up another show. Can you believe it? A whole nother week has gone by. I'm already looking for records for next week, for Pete's sake. So, hey, get ready. We'll do it again in the week. I'll meet you right here. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.